A Gift for Lane by Lori Fuller, Church Magazines, based on a true story. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings me. Children's Songbook, page 168.
The gospel is a special gift,
Brother Hart told Addie's primary class.
One way we can share it is by giving a Book of Mormon to a friend.
Addie squirmed in her seat. She didn't know if she could be brave enough to give someone a Book of Mormon. Then she thought of Lane.
If it's just like giving a gift, then maybe I could give one to Lane.
Lane had moved to Addie's fourth grade class halfway through the year. She was quiet, just like Addie was. And when Mrs. Naga gave Lane the desk next to Addie, they had both smiled shyly at each other. Soon, they were laughing and talking and playing together at recess. Lane loved books, and Addie decided that, just maybe, she would love the Book of Mormon, too. When Addie got home from church, she asked Mom for a copy of the Book of Mormon. Mom gave her one with a soft cover and beautiful paintings of scripture stories inside. Addie hoped Lane would like it. Addie carefully wrote her testimony on the first blank page.
Dear Lane, I hope you like this book. It is one of my favorite books. It has lots of good stories, and I know it's true. Thanks for being my friend.
She signed her name and carefully slipped the book into her backpack. Her stomach felt all fluttery inside. Would Lane be happy to get it? At school the next day, Addie could hardly sit still. She was so nervous. What would she say? What would Lane say? Finally, it was recess. Addie stopped Lane before they walked out to the playground.
I have something for you,
Addie said. She reached into her bag and pulled out the Book of Mormon.
I hope you like it.
Lane smoothed her fingers over the shiny gold letters on the cover. She smiled.
Thank you.
She put it in her backpack, and then she and Addie ran outside. Addie could hardly stop smiling. She'd done it! She shared the gospel just like a missionary! But the next day, it was Lane who stopped Addie before they went out to recess. She quietly pulled out the Book of Mormon from her backpack and handed it to Addie.
My mom doesn't want me to read it,
she said. She stared down at the floor.
I'm sorry.
Addie felt her cheeks heat up.
Oh,
was all she could say, and she slipped the book back into her own bag. They went out to play hopscotch, but Addie didn't feel much like hopping. Maybe tomorrow would be better. When school was over, Addie waved goodbye to Lane. Then she ran home and hurried to her room. The door shut behind her with a dull thud. Addie pulled the book out of her backpack. She'd been so brave, and it hadn't worked out. She wiped away tears as she opened up the Book of Mormon to her testimony. She had been so excited when she'd written it. She still knew what she'd written was true, but now she felt sad instead of excited. Lane was one of her best friends. Was there any other way she could share the gift of the gospel with her? Addie turned around as the door opened. Hey, what's wrong? Someone asked. Help finish the story. Write your name in the blank and pretend you're Addie's big brother or sister who just walked in. What would you say to her when she told you what happened? How could you help Addie feel better? What other ways could she still share the gospel? Write and tell us.
End of the story, A Gift for Lane. Read by Shauna Thompson, Wes Nelson, Eden Reinwand, and Tess Hawkins.